Good afternoon, folks. I don't have anything to say beyond what you received in the written statement. Happy to answer any questions you might have about what we just released.
Why did you feel the need to release this?
Well, we became aware this week as we sort of monitored the situation that this possibility was becoming real, that a quote official helmet party was going to be held at our game tomorrow night, and we thought it was important to communicate to our fans that this is not, or whatever what was planned is not, quote official. It didn't come from us, and it's something that we would strongly urge people to not do. We think it reflects very poorly on the entire situation, and so we just wanted to make it clear to everybody today how we feel about it and why, and so that's why we issued the statement, Paul. No, it's not a safety issue. Well, I mean, it could potentially be a safety issue, I suppose. There's a number of reasons, you know, and I can attempt to itemize them if you like, beginning with the fact that Adam Party handled himself exactly how we would have hoped in a very difficult situation late in the game, and you guys who cover this game know well enough how volatile it is and can be. It's late in the game, we're down 5-1. He takes a hard hit, okay? So late in the game, hard hit, through the glass, has his bucket ripped off his head, a beer poured on him, and his stick taken away from him. And you guys saw with your own eyes how he handled himself. Absolute professionalism. Couldn't have asked more. And not surprisingly, the league contacted him right away. Coley Campbell contacted him and thanked him. The Blackhawks reached out to us right away. John McDonough called me. Stan Bowman called Chevy. They apologized very sincerely, as I like to think we would have. It happened, and it could happen in any building. But I always sort of, I tend to take more stock in how people react to things than the actual incident. So Adam reacted very, very professionally. The Blackhawks, not surprisingly, did the same thing. The NHL did the same thing. So I can't imagine that our organization is going to take a different path. It would seem really almost absurd for us to participate in something that sort of brought us down to the base act that caused all this. I think it's really unfortunate, by the way, that I'm actually standing here having to do this, but it is what it is, and we live in a world of social media where things like this can gain momentum very quickly. But we try our best, and I emphasize try our best to run an organization to the standards that people in our community would expect and that are commensurate with the National Hockey League, which is clearly the highest level of hockey played in the world. And so bringing or allowing our organization, our fans to participate in something that is what I would judge to be far below that standard is just not going to happen.
Is there a concern that something like this can change the level of freedom that exists now for fans in the sense that you have people wearing pilots' helmets or masks and things that have been accepted at this point but now maybe seen in a different light?
Yeah, I don't think so. We thought about that. We actually, there are fans that we're reaching out to, like those folks in particular. They were in Minneapolis last weekend, and so we're not, it's a bit of a fine line, but this is quite different. This was I think fans will understand the distinction. I really do. This isn't so much trying to thwart people's way to show their enthusiasm as it is to get the light off of this unfortunate incident that occurred that's in the past and move forward. And we got a hockey game to play tomorrow night against arguably the best team in the league. They're currently the gold standard. They're the Stanley Cup champions. They run their organization you know, commensurate with that level of play. They really are a phenomenally run group, and that ought to be our focus, and that ought to be our fans' focus. And we're going to try and beat the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night, not participate in some stunt, for lack of a better way of expressing it. Yeah, no, I haven't personally. Scott has communicated with him.
Would you like to see more action against the fans that were involved in the incident?
Well, thanks for asking that, because that's one of the other reasons that, on the list of several, but the fan that was involved has shown a great deal of remorse, and He has contacted our organization. He's contacted Adam Pardee. He's made a very, very sincere apology. He's made an unsolicited and unnecessary but very much appreciated donation to our foundation, which he acknowledges doesn't excuse in any way what he did. But I judge his apology to be very sincere. And we all make mistakes, and I just don't think it's appropriate to rub people's noses in it, or to make or to in any way participate in something that would just promote the initial error that occurred. And diminish the way Adam conducted himself, and the way the Blackhawks conducted themselves, and the way the fan has subsequently conducted himself. So we're reaching out to those folks. We're going to try and explain that this is a sort of a one-off, and hopefully it blows over. But we're very respectful of those traditions, and we're going to try and hopefully convince them to be respectful of what we're trying to achieve tomorrow night. But otherwise, regrettably, if you show up with a helmet tomorrow night, you're not going to be allowed to bring it in with you. We've thought about this a lot of different ways. We could use the word strongly discourage, really wish you wouldn't, but I don't think there's any, I just don't think there's any margin for error on this one. We're just not going to permit it tomorrow night. We're just not. No, I don't think so. I think it's an attempt to be more than that for reason. I don't expect everybody to agree with me on this. I really don't. And, I've always tried to be respectful of everybody's opinion, especially in this business. There's a lot of it. But this is this is just not on for us, and we've communicated that to the Blackhawks, and I know Adam's very supportive of it, and so that's how we're rolling with this tomorrow night. Okay, thanks very much, folks.